It's time for another live report on Todd 1070 and 92.1 WEKT.
Well, we're celebrating National Farm Safety Week. A touch early here at H&R AgriPower in Russellville today. And good to talk with the folks here about everything going on. And farm safety is so important. And these guys play a vital role because this company is not only built on great equipment and great people, but great service to stand behind what you do. James Rice is with us. James, tell us a bit about what you do here at H&R.
My name is James Rice. I'm the service manager here at H&R AgriPower. My duties every day include, we have 10 service technicians back there that I guide every day and just try to get the jobs out in the field completed.
I think it's so important. What are your folks working on? What's your crews working on this time of year? A lot of combines, tractors, whatever they need?
That's right. Combines and tractors mostly right now.
You know, in service, and you're probably the key part of this business during the harvest season, during planting season, because, you know, if farmers need something fixed, they need it fixed pretty quickly.
Absolutely. That's correct.
So tell us about your service team back there. You got a lot of folks who've got a lot of years experience with you?
We do. One of our service guys back there has been here 35 years. We do have some new guys in as well, but the guys that help me in the office, I have Matt. He's been here 4 or 5 years now, and Amanda, she's been here a couple years, but we have a pretty good solid crew at the moment.
And they can pretty much work on anything from small to large, right?
That's correct. We can, down from your lawnmower all the way up to your combine.
I know you guys do a lot of work, and this is probably a good time. Not many people are doing any mowing right now. I'm kind of disappointed, actually, James, because we got a new zero turn this year, and I love mowing on it. And I haven't been able to mow in like a month. It's killing me. It's tearing me up.
It's very dry right now, yes, sir.
Yeah, we got one of the Kubota, I think it's a 252, I believe, one of the Kubota model, zero turn models. And I didn't realize how good life could be until you got a zero turn. It makes it nice, but it's like, man, I need to mow some. But, you know, so folks really typically call you out, and you guys have a pretty quick response time to get out to the farm, don't you?
We do, yes, sir. This time of year, it's a task, but I mean, that's what we're here for, to try to respond as quick as possible, get you running.
Part of that's making sure the equipment's safe for farmers, and that's something you guys take a lot of pride in too. I know, making sure everything's safe and runs like it needs to.
Absolutely, that's always our goal, to make sure everybody's safe to get back home to their families every day.
Now, LC and I were talking earlier, probably one thing that's critical this time of year, making sure you keep that equipment clean as possible. It's obviously out in the field, you're going to get pretty dirty during the day, but clean it off and make sure, prevent fires and problems like that.
Absolutely, yeah. That's the main thing. When you get done running every day, try to make sure you're blowing off your machine and keeping the debris down, and make sure you're not going to cause any fires, especially as dry as it is this time of year.
Your service technicians, you talk about 10 of them. Can they do pretty much whatever they need to do out in the field? They have to bring things back to the shop, but most of the time they do a lot out in the field, can't they?
A lot of it we can do out in the field. Most of the time when we're bringing them back to the shop is on major repairs. If we're going to pull an engine, if we're going to have to split a tractor or something like that.
You guys can do that if you need to, but don't really want to have to do it unless you have to, do you?
Absolutely, yes, sir.
How about your parts department? You guys work hand-in-hand with the parts department. A lot of parts you guys keep on hand, and if you don't have it, you can probably get it pretty quickly.
Oh, absolutely. Them guys, they do good, and we work well together, and always trying to make sure we get everything as quick as possible.
So if folks have never used H&R for your service work before, maybe, doesn't that necessarily have to be red or orange, does it?
No, sir. We're here to help anybody in any way we can.
So if you're needing service, how does this process work to get service?
It depends. You can go online and contact us for service. You can call me directly. We have after-hours numbers.
Yes, you guys are really good about that. And you know, if folks need it, you guys are committed to making sure it happens.
Yes, sir, we are. That's what we're here for.
James, always appreciate it. And, of course, you guys, great customer service. That's what really H&R AgriPower is built about. And I know you guys stress that, and all the folks that work with you.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir.
James, we appreciate you talking with us. James Rice with H&R AgriPower, service manager here at H&R. James, appreciate what you guys do. Keep up the good work, and stay cool out there if you possibly can.
Hey, thank you.